Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new simon, Simon Shin Samach Hei. This deals with a din mavui shenifrats, a mavui that is breached in a certain way. We'll see what we mean in a second as we start the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Mavui shenifrats, a mavui that is breached, it's broken into on its side walls, bo pirtsa mitzido klape rosho. It is breached in a way, you can see this clearly in Deir Shu, footnote number one in the diagram there. It is breached, as you can see on the right side of the diagram, there's a hole in one of the longitudinal axis walls. And this breach is towards the front end, towards the side that is open into the Shusarabim, but it's not right there. There is a pas left, part of the wall that's left over there, that is at least four tefachim wide. In the diagram that we have over here, you can see this clearly. So this is called the Mavi Shenifrats Bo Pirtsa Mitzido Klape Rosho, towards the head, towards the open end of the alleyway. So the Mechaber tells us, Im Nishar Omeid Birosho Pas Rochav Arbo Tefachim, if you have, in fact, like we have in the diagram over here, that there is that fourth tefach wall over there, so then, Mutter, this is a perfectly still closed mavui. We consider the breach over here, which we'll see is less than 10 amos long in its width, and therefore this is considered still that you have a fully intact mavui, and you just have an opening in the middle of the mavui, which is not a problem over here, unless we have certain other situations, which we'll mention in a moment. However, if in fact this were not to have a four tefach wall left in the front, that's what it means at the beginning, it's pirtsa klape rosho, but there is no fourth tefach wall over there, then it would in fact not have been a kosher mavui anymore to carry within. Mishneh Berurah explains this if cut an olive. Pirush hamavui yoy masukim belechi obekore. As you can see in the diagram here, we have a lechi over there. Alternatively, you could have made this three-sided enclosed mavui with only the fourth side open to the shusarabim. You can enclose it, as we've learned many, many times now, with either a lechi or a kora. The diagram here happens to have a picture of a lechi. You could enclose it with either a lechi or a kora. And the nifrats echad min haksolim shebitzad arko, one of the two longitudinal axis sides, it's broken towards the head, shebitzad arko klapi rosho samuch lelechi lekora, near the lechi or the kora, in other words, near the front open side. So, the Mishneh Berurah continues, sifkot and beis, in Nishar, if you have over there left at least a wall that's four tefachim, Shadayin Nishar Shio Choshe B'Mavui, this is considered a significant amount, so that it's still considered an enclosed Mavui on the three sides. Therefore, Lochein Lo Batil HaPesach HaGadol, this breach over here doesn't now nullify the open fourth end. And the Afal Gav de Ba'amo Shir Orech Mavi Lo Pochos Mir Ba'amos, even though we normally say that the minimum size of a Mavi has to be at least four Amos, and here we only have four Tfachim, so to say, before there's a breach, as we've already learned, Mechanal B'Simon Shin Samach Kim Osim Chavav, Hainu Im Nasa Mavi Betchila, that's if you're starting to make a Mavi from scratch, it has to be at least four Amos long in order to have the halachic status of a Mavi. Avo Kan Shekvar Haya Mavi, here, we're dealing with it was a Mavi, and then the Mavi broke, El Shinistar, part of it, the wall was breached, Dai B'Yar Bo Tvachim Shinishar B'Men, as long as you have the four Tvachim up front, you're perfectly good. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschul Shenifrats tells us over here that this breach on the side must be Lekarmelitz or L'Rishus HaRabim. He brings down for the Graz and the Beis Meir that it can't be breached into a private area. If it's breached into a private area, that's not considered a ruining of this Mavui. And he further adds, in Dibra Maschul Im Nishar, he says, Ayin in the Morgan of Ra, M'shukos Adim Lo Nishar Omeid Arbo Atfachim, V'rotz Lahamid, Ain't no moil pass our tvachim. Let's say it was breached all the way or less than four tvachim left of wall at the open side. So then you can't go and re-enclose that and make a four tefach wall and say that that would be good. This would be as if you're starting off with a mavi and your mavi has to be at least four amos. So if you don't have that four tefach still at the front, so then it's considered as if it's totally destroyed and you'd have to start again and have at least four amos of wall over there, not four tvachim. You need to have at least four amos if you wanted to go and put it over there. He then explains that this is actually a machlokas Tosus and Rashi, ayin and the rest of this bir halacha. The Mechaber continues and he writes that you have to have v'hu shalom tehei apirtsa yoser alesa. As I mentioned, that the breach can't be more than 10 amos. Over here, the Mishneh Berurah explains that we're dealing with eser amos, again, from the feminine nature of the word Eser, it obviously meant Amos. The Atshir Zehu Bechlal Pesach, because up to 10 Amos, we can consider it an opening. Yosem Ikan, if you have more than 10 Amos, Choshu Pirtzu, it has the halachic status over here of being a breach, and then you'd need to seal it off over here in some way. V'tzorach Listom, or so Lassos Tzuras HaPesach, B'mokom Azeh, you'd have to go and put in a Tzuras HaPesach over here. He brings down the name of the Ritva. The issue footnote number 3 adds over here, the Ein HaOmed Merubal HaParetz, if the remaining wall is not greater than the space over here, Nasar Mavigam Im Ein Rochav HaPirtz Eser Amos, then even if it's only less than 10 Amos, it's 8 Amos, let's say, but there's more space over here, 8 Amos, than there is left wall, Sheklal Hu B'Yodeinu, we have a rule, Shekol Pirtz HaTzorach SheOmed HaSomach Lo Yegodol Mimeno Kidei Latira, you need to have more wall than space. If the space is greater than the wall, so then it's no good, even if it's less than 10 Amos, as Rashi learns in the Gemara in Erevin. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Bim lo nishar pas arba'o osur, as we've already pointed out, if you don't have at least that fourth tefach of wall over there, so then it is not considered anymore that it's considered enclosed, and it would be forbidden to carry it within this area. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Dalid, the afo gav de bepochos mi eser amos mikri pesach, one could argue, well, it's still less than 10 amos, so why don't we consider this just a passageway, a pesach, an opening, so hochach haishinon dilmo shofke b'nei hamovui pesach hamovui, v'yelchud pesach zu l'katsu darkon, because if it's so close to the front over here, we say they not going to go through the regular entrance way into this mavoi, and they're going to take the shortcut through this breach over here. And in this way, you're going to nullify the way that you halachically enclose this fourth open wall, which was through your lechi or your korah, by the fact that you now have an alternate passageway, you've essentially eliminated this as halachically being enclosed. And therefore, v'hu ein shem pesach mavoi olav, and it no longer has the status of being a pesach mavoi, and now it's going to be problematic in and of itself. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha im lo nishar pasar bo adds over here from the poskim the osub is the afilu nishar gidudei hamaakev ahiluch. Even if there's remnants of the wall that's left over there that make it difficult for a person to walk through this breach over here, mikomokum chayshin alazeh, we still have to be concerned that people will walk through over here, and therefore they will nullify the open end of the mavui, which was matid with the lechi of the korah. Mishum de mati biluchai de pesach zeh, because this new breach that you have will minimize the usage of that front entrance with the lechi of korah that was matirit. The Mechaber has one more caveat over here. He says, Elo im kein hoysa pirtza pochus mishlosha tvachim. Everybody agrees that even if it's right at the front, but if it's less than 3 tvachim, because of the principle of lavud, we would consider it to be halachically closed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this over here, the choshev kesosim, in this situation, we still consider it as if there's no breach over here. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, also Elo im kein v'chule, says, brings out from the Chidushi HaRashba and the Ritva, Shebim kom hapirtza, in the place where the pirtza is, Ain moel hatikun the lechi b'kori. You can't say, well, let's just put a lechi b'kori in the place of the pirtza. If we've nullified the front end, now let's just make this the front end, so to say, and put in a lechi b'kori over here. Shaloniskan tikun zel pirtza. This will not work. A lechi b'kori will not work for a pirtza. He then has a whole discussion. Will a tzuras ha-pesach work over here? Ayin and the rest of this bir halacha. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Nifratz mitzido shalo klapi rosho. If you have the breach over here, not towards the head, the front of the Mavoi, where the open side is. But as you can see in Dirshu figure number 7 in the diagram over there, you have the breach anywhere not near the front, anywhere in the middle, so to say, of one of the longitudinal axes over here. And this, the Mechaber tells us, Shalo Klapi Rosho, it's not towards the head, it's somewhere in the middle. So then here, Shiro Be'eser, then you need to have a breach of 10 Amos in order to ruin it. If you have a breach that's less than 10 Amos, then it doesn't ruin it. And this is true, Afilu Nishtayir Menakoso Bayisod Klum. Even if the wall is totally gone over here, as you can see in the diagram, there's nothing left of the wall. It's been raised totally to the ground. And nevertheless, even though it's going to be very easy to walk through over here, this doesn't ruin it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav that Nifratz Mitzido, Hainu Delo Nifratz Somuch L'Rosho, it's not near the head, Ela Bifnim Mimenu, anywhere in the middle, more than 4 Tfachim inside. Are you going to tell me, so then, if it's more than 4 Tfachim inside, isn't that the same case as Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says? Vim Kein Kosha, the Hainu Dino de Sif Aleph, the Nishtayer Pasar Bar Tfachim. If you're telling me by the middle, it means that you have at least the 4 Tefach board of the wall still standing in the front, so then Sif Aleph and Sif Beis are telling us the exact same thing. Why is the Mechaber telling it to us again? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down Beteretz Achron, and the Achron give the following explanation. This Soiv Zeh, Sif Beis, Eino Ela Proto, that's an explanation, the specific details, Uperusho Shaladino Rishon, explaining what we meant by Sif Aleph. The chol shenishar pasa bo berosho, if there's at least a board that's four tefachim long left in the front of the alleyway, then that's called heavy nifrats shelo kelapi rosho. That's sif beis. Umishum sefer nakte, and therefore we have to tell it over here. Tavikilo amar besif beis. It's telling us in sif beis over here. That's the case that sif aleph was talking about. If you have a board that's at least four tefachim, d'amrinim sif aleph the nishar pas arba mutar ad eser amos. Then the breach can be up to 10 amos, which is what we just said here in sif beis. Hainu afilu lo nishar min hakos will be sod klum. And he's adding and qualifying it over here. Even if it's totally raised to the ground. But if Rabim go through it, as we will learn, then it's a problem no matter what. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah says, Shlo klapi rosho, vu adin, kishinifrats berosho mamish. And this same thing would apply if it was even at the front. Kigon shamavi sosu mishlosho ruchos. You have the mavi, is an enclosed mavi on three sides. Uktsas mi ruach revias. And a little bit of the fourth side is enclosed also. And you can see this in diagram in Dirshu footnote number 8. Well, you see, the fourth side had originally a wall on the left, which then became breached. The tikkun hamavoi hoya agabi lechio kora, and then you had to put a lechio kora on the remaining less than 10 amo open end of the mavoi. And here in the diagram, they put a kora there from one wall to the other wall, which is exactly like we've learned. Shayimunach bimkom hastima adakosu shikinegdo. You can see this again perfectly in the diagram in the issue footnote number 8, how they enclosed originally this mavoi. And then vinasa piritsa bimokom hastima. Then you see in the wall on the fourth side, a hole occurred in that. So shari ad eser amos. As long as that wall is not 10 amos, it still is good. Kol sha'omin ha'nisha meru bala parts. But here you have the additional caveat that the space over here has to be smaller than the surrounding wall. In other words, the wall that is surrounding the space, the omen has to be meru bala parts. So that's the first explanation of here in the Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, v'yesh omrim, and he brings down the shayrat in the name of the Morgan Avram and other achronim. The hacha here we're talking about, sheyesh pirtza beruach revias, there's a breach in the fourth wall, but inon sheyeh munach hakora dafka al kosle amovi mikotze al kotze. You need to have the kora over here go from one wall to the other wall, and therefore this would not be good anymore. That's perfectly good, like we have in the diagram. You don't have to have the kora stretch across the breach as well. It's perfectly good the way it is. Because this is considered as if it's on the wall of the mavi. The gamzeh shayach lamavi, because it's considered part of the mavi. There's a little space over there. This is batul gabi omed. Since the space is smaller than the standing wall, it is considered nullified by the standing wall. And this would in fact have been the same case if there had been a lechi over there instead of a korah. Dai would be sufficient with a single lechi. And you wouldn't need another lechi to be placed over here to the left of the breach, nearer to the houses that are near the breach. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Ches and tells us that even if the wall was totally raised over here, raised to the ground, it would still be over here acceptable. Rosh Lomer, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, the Mechaber is telling us that ein ikov lavor derech oso mokum, even though there is absolutely nothing preventing you from easily going through that breach, afilu hachi, even in this situation where there's nothing preventing you from easily using the breach, lo gazrina mishum duma shofke piskol rabba, we don't have to be concerned that people are going to not use the big open space at the front of the mavoi, v'ayla derech osamachim, and they're going to use this much more difficult to use space, even though it's raised to the ground, ubatel pesach gadol, and nullify the bigger pesach at the beginning of the mavoi. We're not concerned about that when the breach over here is not klape rosho. But here now the Mechaber tells us the caveat, v'hu delo baki bo rabim, as long as in fact it is not being used by the rabim instead of using the front open end of the mavoi. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tes, Pirush, Shaya Mokum Mituna, for example, the place was dirty over here, or Mokulka Batit, or it's muddy in some way. And that's why they're not going through this area over here. For Koshkin, and certainly, Mishtairim and Akosal Bayesod, Shlosho Arba Tvachim, and certainly, if some of the wall was not raised all the way to the ground, but it was left, let's say, with three or four Tvachim of wall there, Gova Pnei Kol Apirtsa. So there, if you have to step over this, that's not going to be easy to use. This is certainly going to prevent people from using it very easily, and therefore this would certainly not constitute a problem of bokeh borabim. The Ramah, however, adds over here, and he says, "Avo e bokeh borabim." If in fact the rabim are using this area over here, afilu l'nifrats rak arba tvachim. Then, even if the breach is only four tvachim, not 10 amos, but even four tvachim, tzarech l'sach noshon. Then you do have to go and correct it over there. You have to do something to prevent this breach from being considered an opening that would nullify the front end of the mavi from being utilized as the sole way in and out of the mavi. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud explains, Yeshuv eino nikra pesach, Rak Derech HaRabim, because now it's not called a Pesach anymore, now it's called a thoroughfare. And therefore, the Levush brings down, this would ruin it for you. Now, he says, V'hinei B'sif Gimel, tomorrow's shir, Mavua Delinin Chatzir, in regards to the Halacha of a Chatzir, Tamid Shir Pirtzasa. Now, we have the Girsa Basara, but unfortunately, again, this is a mistake, a printer's error. Tamid Shir Pirtzasa, Eser, because it's talking about Eser Amos. Afilu Baki Barabim. There he says, even if the Rabim go through it, as long as it's less than 10 Amos, it's not a problem. So the Din by a Chatzir that we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir is that it's always a shir of 10 Amos, as opposed to over here, where we're saying, if Baki Barabim, it's a problem. Umistopic a Mugin of Rum. The Mugin of Rum is unclear over here. The Lafi Madim of Orbisim and Shin Samach Gimel Siv Chavov Bago, that which we learned previously, mentioned many times in Simon Shin Samach Gimel in Siv Chavov in the Rama over there. The Mavos Shalanu Din Chatzir Sishlam. All Mavos are constructed different than the Mavos in the time of the Gemara, and therefore they technically are all Chatzeros. Afshar the Gamlin Yin Zed Din Chatzeros Yeshlam. So maybe over here too, the din would be like a chatzer, and therefore it should be a 10 amma breach no matter what, even if Baki Barabim, only a 10 amma breach or more would be a problem. What din be'er hamukefes choma? And the same thing would apply with a walled city that was surrounded with a wall. The nifrats b'chol mosa, and there's a breach in the wall. Pirtzo b'arba tefachim u'baki b'rabim, and there was a four tefach breach in it that the rabbim are now going through. So he says, im gam le'inyan ze yesh lo din chatzer. Does this also have the din of a chatzer, or is this a din of a regular city? The siyum yesh la'achmer, and the Mogen of Roman concludes. He says we have to be machmer and consider it over here that four tefachim is considered significant. He brings down, however, I am the sefer base mayor sheheruch b'zeh. The base mayor has a whole discussion about this, and he concludes the siyum the midina noe kol elu hadinim b'mavos shalanu, that we do have all of these dinim applying to our mavos today as well. This is discussed in much more detail in Dirshu footnote number 10 for those that are interested. Ayin shom. Mishabur continues in Sif Kotin Yud Aleph. Hainu Shiyama Atenu Me'arba Tfachim. How do you go make a correction over here? If you're saying the four Tfachim is significant over here, so how do you correct it? He says you have two ways to do this. Either you make the breach less than four Tfachim, or Shiyaseh Shom Tzuras HaPesach, or you can always fill in a wall like that with a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it's no longer halachically considered a breach. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku, the Lord Boki Bo Rabin. He says, this is all based upon Rashi that we said over here. He brings down from the Prima Gadim, who wants to suggest that according to the Levush, Afilu Ein Shom Refesh V'tit, even if you don't have something preventing the Rabin from going through it, you don't need to have, let's say, refesh or tit over there to prevent the rabbim from going through. As long as the rabbim aren't going through, that would be enough to say that it doesn't nullify the front end of the mavui, the opening over there, from being considered the main entranceway into the mavui. And he says he found the similar thing in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, who brings it down over here, because of Sharabim Nichnosim Botodir. In order for it to be considered a breach that's of significance on the side, the rabbim have to use it regularly. Umashba, it appears from there, the Kol Shalohi of opens it, as long as it's not being used regularly, Mikre Lo Boki Bo Rabim. That's called by definition that the Rabim aren't using it, even if there's no reason that they're not using it, and he suggests that maybe even that's what Rashi says over here as well. However, Av Shirashi Kol Al-Bazeh Afilu Hecha Shapir Tzuhu Negin Mokum Shirabim Hochum Shom. However, if it's where the Rabim do normally would walk, so that's where Rashi said over here that you need the Refesh and the Tit. And he says, I found this in the Piskei Tshuva. He brings down the name of Sholom Meshiv, exactly this type of an answer as well. With this, we conclude today's shir.